Sarah Richardson has two kids. Her 5-year-old is at Paul Banks Elementary School, and her 8-year-old is at West Homer Elementary School. And this year, she's had to put a lot of mileage on her car picking them up.
I do have to adjust my lunch, adjust what I'm doing, you know, change everything around so that I can be there at that 2:20 release for Paul Banks, and then way over to West Homer for their 2:40 release, and then back to after-school programs.
Both Richardson and her husband have full-time jobs.
We're not free till 5 o'clock, and having the kids get out at 2:20 and having the change in buses really put a squeeze on us.
She's not alone. When elementary schools change their schedules to let kids out earlier in the day, it made things difficult for a lot of parents. Eric Peterson, the principal at Paul Banks Elementary School, helped with a survey to see if parents would be interested in a Boys and Girls Club. The answer was a resounding yes.
We do have a lot of after-school programs this year also that are helping, but it's not totally filling the need. It's something the community really wants. It's something the, you know, we did a lot of research on it last year. I know it's something the community needs.
They're still figuring out exactly what the program might look like here, but Peterson says it will consist of educational and creative activities and will likely run 5 days a week until 5 or 6 p.m. every day. The community used to have a Boys and Girls Club years ago, but Peterson says it dissolved over funding difficulties. How the school will finance a new club is also a concern for reinstating it.
As a community, we really need to rally around them, meaning helping them with financial support, fundraising, because it's such a crucial program.
That's Homer's community recreation manager and Kenai Peninsula Borough School Board member, Mike Ilg. He says figuring out the location is also complicated.
Now, it's not as simple as just putting it in a local school. You know, there are some, you know, physical barrier constraints. We're not interested in, you know, kicking teachers out of the classroom after school, if you will. But we want to find a way to make it work for everyone.
The elementary schools also want to make sure that parents don't have to shuffle the kids to another school in the middle of the day for the club. Elementary school principals met with a Boys and Girls Club official earlier this week, and they are hoping to make the program available next year. Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.